Tonight is going to be a big night for video games. We're talking about the Game Awards broadcast out of LA. And we can safely predict that because the last ceremony drew more than 100 million live streams, and it's coming at the end of a huge year for gaming. This year, I'm told, there was a huge number of acclaimed releases, and the industry transformed with the sale of one of the largest video game publishers in the world. But just in terms of the games, NPR staff wrote about 97 of their favorite games this year in a new interactive piece on NPR.org. NPR's James Mastromarino edited and wrote much of the final list, and he's with us now to tell us more about it. Good morning.
Good morning, Michelle.
So I'm looking at this webpage. I'm seeing 97 games. First of all, why are there 97 and not 100?
Well, that's as many games as we got from NPR staff and contributors. We put out a poll, they told us what they loved, and then they wrote about it online. We've been doing this since 2021, and it's modeled after books we love, which listeners might know about.
Okay, so you can sort through it by genre, like action or adventure. Tell us a little bit more about how you can find what you're looking for.
Yeah, that's right. So first of all, just search for NPR Gaming. It's the first thing that'll come up. I'm on the website now. Let's say that I really like horror and thriller stories. I click that button, and then I have a PlayStation. I click that. I see seven games here, among them Resident Evil 4, Dead Space, and my personal favorite, Alan Wake 2, which is this really surreal, self-aware story. It's about an author trapped in a horror novel that he's trying to literally write himself out of, and it has all of these self-aware meta flourishes, like an interactive heavy metal musical.
Okay, so I understand it was a huge year for games. Each month brought blockbusters. So what were the absolute biggest games?
Well, there was huge titles spread throughout the whole year, one being The Legend of Zelda Tears of the Kingdom, which was this massively anticipated follow-up to the masterpiece The Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild. And then we also got Baldur's Gate 3, which is based on this long-running Dungeons & Dragons property. Remember the old tabletop role-playing game? Well, that game has gotten bigger than it's ever been, and this digital implementation of it really caught fire.
Okay, so we're in the middle of the holiday gift-giving season. Are there some games on this list that are great for families that, you know, you don't want to get side eye from parents?
Yeah, Alan Wake 2 is not a family game, but something like Super Mario Brothers Wonder certainly is. This is a game that takes the classic Mario side-scrolling, running, and jumping formula and transforms it through these really creative, wild elements. Like, you can transform Mario into an elephant. You can touch this flower that'll suddenly make you ride a dragon or start bounding through space. It's a return to form and also like a bold declaration that Nintendo still knows how to make great games that are just about running and jumping.
Oh, that sounds fun. Okay, before we let you go, can you tell us more broadly about what's been happening in the industry this year?
It's been a big year. We've gotten these huge crossovers with film and TV in the form of The Last of Us TV series and the Mario movie. And despite these huge game sales, we also saw thousands of game developers laid off by the end of the year. SAG-AFTRA authorized a game actor strike, and we got the biggest industry merger ever as Microsoft gobbled up Activision Blizzard for $69 billion.
A lot of developments that year. That's NPR Gaming lead James Mastromarino. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Michelle.